Informative news and local information. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Nate Lull here tonight alongside Skylar Thompson here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. BG and Deposit Hancock here tonight, Sky, live in Bainbridge. This is the one we've been looking forward to. BG 5-1, DH 6-0. It doesn't get any better than this.
No, as you said, Nate, this is the one we were looking forward to. Last Saturday when we were over in Delhi, we were talking about this one. This is one everyone's looking forward to. Two of the really good teams that we are cover, and not only that, same division.
Same division, so this is a huge game, and we've talked about this a lot here, Sky, but before we do that, we want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show. We're getting ahead of
the excitement's already going, I'm sorry.
Excitement's got us here. We've been looking forward to this one all week, so it is the Butler Auto kickoff show. Butler has the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. But yes, we've talked about it a bunch. Tioga, BG, DH, new format for the divisions this year. They're all in the same division. How about that? So every one of these division games, really a big deal.
Big deal. And you know, with Tioga going down, you know, now anything is really possible. You know, Delhi beat Tioga, so now anything is possible now in Class C. It's getting open. We found out Tioga's not completely immortal, can't be beaten, you know, which is a rare thing in this area. So tonight's game is something we were really looking forward to, as two powerhouses in Class D going head-to-head here. Kind of early. It's not last week, so there's some real implications going forward with every game after this as well.
I couldn't help but think that week after that game of Rocky IV when Ivan Drago finally gets cut. And Rocky's trainer is saying, see, he's not a machine, he's a man. And it's like, that's how Tioga has been for all of us these last 10 years. I mean, they just have not lost. And every time we thought this is a team that can beat Tioga, it never happens. So it's been a tough road.
Didn't happen until this year. And now, as we said, this is a division game tonight, so huge implications on this one. Because going down the road, head-to-head matchups come into play, you know, all of that different stuff. So I'm really curious to see how this one goes tonight. BG, from what we're told, back healthy again, which I think will be a key factor for them tonight.
Yeah, BG comes in off a surprising loss, I would say. 13-6 at Whitney Point a week ago. I think that was a score that shocked everybody. Connor Davey did not play in that game. He's their do-it-all quarterback. And so, you know, I guess as a sideline person, or, you know, all the coffee shop talk was, all right, are they saving him for the DH game? Is he actually that hurt? So we don't really know. Went down on the field pregame, chatted a little bit. He seems healthy. He seems fine. He was zipping the ball around pretty well. I think everybody's just happy that he's out there tonight for BG.
Yeah, you and I were talking before the game. We were watching him warm up, throwing some of those passes. Gotta tell you what, he didn't look hurt to me. He looked like he had some pretty good zip on the ball, and I think he's ready to go for tonight.
All right, we're going to pause for the national anthem. We'll talk about BG and DH a lot more when we come back here in the Butler Auto pregame show on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. See the inventory and apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. That's butlerautosales.com.
Don't just rake leaves this fall. Rake in the savings at SFCU.
We have an awesome share certificate special for fall. Right now, earn 4.25% APY with a $500 minimum balance, or 4.5% APY with a $100,000 minimum balance.
And the best part? You pick your term, either 4 months or 12 months. Your choice.
But these great rates are for a limited time. So act now and lock in your high-yield share certificate rate today.
Stop by any SFCU branch or go to sfcuonline.org. Federally insured by NCUA. SFCU. Banking easier.
Your friends at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, proudly support local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is now open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner, with an additional specialty menu on Sundays. Jerry's Inn is a great place for family dining and to check out the local high school sports wall of fame. Come and enjoy that iconic Jerry's atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge. We look forward to serving you soon.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody. The Butler Auto pregame show live here from Bainbridge as it's BG taking on DH. You know, we talked about Connor Davey, the quarterback here for BG. He's a big baseball guy, too. Well, you look across the field, DH, well-known for their baseball team, of course, winning some state championships over the last 5 to 10 years. Their guy right now, their quarterback, is Blake Fortunato, also a baseball guy, committed to go to Brockport to play baseball. So it's kind of a baseball, football matchup here tonight.
Yeah, you got two great athletes in our area that we covered, Nate. I was looking at the DH roster here because we haven't covered them yet this year. And it didn't take me long to get down to a name I've heard for a while by covering games with you, Blake Fortunato. Very good athlete, like you mentioned, not only on the football field but baseball field as well.
And an all-state basketball player.
I can't let that one go either.
Yeah, he's just your old school three-sport athlete, family full of boys. You know, he's just battle-tested. And, you know, we did a game here a couple of years ago where he got hurt. And that really changed the fortunes of DH's season that year. And it's been good to see DH have such a hot start. They've worked so hard in the off season, the weight training program, everything they've done to earn this here tonight. They are without one of their starters, Micah Simons, here tonight. So he's going to be out. We'll definitely miss seeing him. He's a dynamic athlete, but a lot of other guys that could step up over there for DH. This is a team that beat Lansing 55-54. We saw Lansing, what, 2-3 weeks ago in Sydney. That was a good football team.
And very good, very well-balanced football team. Great signs up front, great quarterback play, skill position. So when I saw that score as well with DH Lansing, I was very impressed, and I go, wow, this DH team is for real.
We knew they were for real. They've been battle-tested, but they do have some big matchups down the stretch, and it's amazing to think that both of these teams will still have to face Tioga in the coming weeks.
Yeah, it's not like this is the matchup. Now, we got two great teams here tonight, but as you mentioned, Tioga is still the champion, and you got it. They're still the champion until someone beats them.
And, I mean, you talk about tough schedules. We were sitting here pregame saying, you know, Tioga's got Waverly this week, too. They have just, I mean, they've played everybody under the sun, it seems like, in Section 4. That's a really good team this year.
Yeah, they played Forks earlier this year as well, correct me on that? Yeah, and we were speaking of Forks, they got a great game tonight against Windsor. There's a couple really good games this weekend.
Yeah, really some great games, so keep an eye on the scores. You know, you can follow me on Twitter for all the local scores here, at Nate Lull. Also want to pass along that the Section 4 website, section4athletics.com, if you click on the sports tab and then click on football, they keep all the standings and scores there, so it's just another place where you could go to find official football information. So, all right, DH is going to kick off to Bainbridge-Guilford. BG will be going left to right. They'll have the ball first. They're in the navy blue uniforms tonight, the white trim, also the white helmets here with that kind of that Michigan Wolverines-looking helmet. DH is in the white tops, the black pants, as well as that black and blue and white helmet that says DH on the side here. So, Sky, I think the biggest thing I'm interested in looking at tonight is how does BG bounce back from even without Connor Davey, a puzzling loss to Whitney Point a week ago.
Yeah, and it's definitely one that you and I were talking about. We saw them get a couple injuries, a couple guys banged up against Sydney, then the Whitney Point. I don't know if there's anything, you know, lingering still from that one. But, you know, sometimes it's easy for us to go, how do you bounce back? But for a game like this with the magnitude of what it is, it's really not hard to get pumped up for it.
All the prep work this week. And DH is going to open with an onside kick. Who's got the ball? Boy, some early trickery here from the Eagles. I'm not sure who's got it. I think I haven't seen an official signal yet here. I think DH might have it.
So DH definitely recovered it. I was waiting to see if they, I think they were talking about to see if they touched the ball before it went the 10 yard like it's required to do so. Because I haven't seen an official signal pointing DH's way.
I haven't either. They're getting together right at midfield here. DH and BG are both acting like it's DH's ball.
Oh, DH is absolutely going to act like it's their ball. But the ball has to go 10 yards on the onside.
It had to be close.
It was absolutely close. The only thing is if a guy for BG touched it before it went 10 yards, then it becomes a live ball. There it is.
It's DH ball. So they were pretty much in a huddle, looking like they were just kind of doing one last check through. And they ran up and kicked it, went 10 yards, and that's something they've worked on all week. And what a gutsy move here by DH to start this game. So here's Fortunato under center. They're going to hand it off. No, it's going to be a throw over the middle. They got a receiver. It's complete at the 25, to the 20, to the 15, 10, 5, and they are in for the touchdown on the opening play of the game. Fortunato finds Grayson Thomas, put 6 on the board for the Eagles. What a start.
Wow. Nate, I hope no one was like just getting here because they would have missed a heck of a start to this game.
An onside kick, one play, an absolute dart over the middle there from Fortunato. 6 on the board there. Grayson Thomas to the house.
We're going to come out firing. That's what they're saying right here. We're going to take some chances. We're going to defer the kickoff, but then we're going to onside it, and then we're going to come out just firing downfield on a pass play to start the game.
Wow. So Fortunato hits him on a laser, and now he's going to kick the extra point. Snap is low. They do get it through. The kick is up, and it hits the right upright, so it is no good. But it is a 6-0 lead here for DH. We're only 16 seconds into this game. We'll take a quick break. It's Deposit Hancock 6, BG nothing on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back. A 6-0 lead here, just 16 seconds into the game. Thanks for joining us. Deposit Hancock leading at Bainbridge-Guilford. I'm Nate Lowell, joined by Skylar Thompson tonight, our Butler Auto pregame show. We wrapped that up. DH came out with an onside kick, recovered, and then threw a 50-yard dart over the middle, and Grayson Thomas took that one to the house.
Well, it looks like this time, Nate, they're going to line up to do a regular kickoff, but I don't want to say I know that for sure.
So the Eagles now appearing like they will kick it deep. They do the little squib kick here that will run out at about the 33-yard line. And Fortunato showing how, boy, he could kick it long, he could kick it short. And this is 2 weeks in a row now. We saw the Delhi kicker, Lucas Nealis, really strong last week in that Saturday game we did for Delhi. And now we'll get to see Fortunato tonight.
I think that was kind of the same idea that we saw last week for Delhi. We're going to try to place it perfectly and have the ball sit there. But when it gets a little cooler, a little later at night like this, Nate, the grass is a little bit more slippery rather than, you know, prime time, middle of the day, sunny, where it can just kind of potentially just stick there. That one, grass a little wet, is going to slide right across it.
And so BG will start the ball for the first time tonight. You know what's even more interesting about that onside kick is DH is going to get the ball to start the second half.
Yep.
So it's essentially like they got it to start the game, and they'll get it to start the second half. So here's BG, Connor Davey. Again, back from injury from a week ago. They're going to hand it off here on first down and look to run up the gut on a little sweep with Marshfield. They're going to have to get him involved here tonight. And that's good for about 3 or 4 yards up the middle. Second down and 6 coming.
I'm going to be curious to see what kind of offensive play calling we see tonight from BG. You know, with Connor being a little banged up and stuff like that, what are we going to trust the arm early on? Are we going to take some shots? What kind of play calling are we going to have? But that might have just been changed with the quick score from DH.
I was going to say, you know, you might try to script out that opening drive, you know, throughout the week. As here's Davey to the outside, is going to be a direct snap, a push up the middle, a first down here for BG.
Wow.
Dragging tacklers to the 44-yard line. Unbelievable run there by Marshfield, who's not a big guy, and he just pushed that pile right up the middle.
Yeah, so they lined him up right. He actually lined up underneath center, which is not easy to do for anyone who doesn't know that. It's not as simple as the ball just goes there. And all they did was just a quarterback keep right up the middle, but the entire line, for anyone who has watched the Philadelphia Eagles the last 2 years, it was basically the tush push, but not on a fourth and short.
Yeah, that was great. So we are a minute and a half in. It's DH 6, BG nothing. Here's the snap. Davey will hand it off, slipping and falling to the left side. Coach Regas upset there as Kyle Patton would have had some daylight here, but that wet grass, it's just a little slick here, takes him down.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The frustration wasn't for anything his guy did wrong. It's just he knows he had a hole there. They know they had a big play potentially with that hole, and it just didn't work out because, as you said, the wet grass.
Second and 10. Here for BG. They're into DH territory, going left to right at the 44. And no wide receivers. I mean, they're just packing the box in here. I mean, the receivers are there, but they're in tight to the line. Here's the snap. Davey again will hand it off to Isaiah Hampton. Runs to the outside. He's got some speed, but DH is there, and they tackle him out of bounds. A tackle by Noah Bass as Hampton. We said it during that Sydney game. If he gets to the outside, he's got a great burst.
Yeah, one of the keys for DH to be tonight is for them to contain him and not let him get through because he's got speed, but we were also impressed by the power he had as well. It's not just that flat line. He'll look for that contact.
9:45 to go first quarter. It's DH 6 and BG nothing, but the Bobcats trying to answer after that early score by the Eagles. And they hit quickly. And BG again stacking the line. They're going to look to try to really commit to the run here. We got a flag. Marshfield to the outside. He's dragged down here by two Eagles tacklers. Connor Mills was there on the edge to bring him down, as well as Jeremiah Diaz. Boy, this DH team in the early, this is the first chance we've had a look at them. They are fast in the back there, Scott. They're getting to the edge with ease.
They really are, and I'm curious to see what the penalty is here.
Yeah, penalty flag came from the back. And we'll see exactly what the call is here. 9:35 to go, first quarter. 6-0 lead for DH over Bainbridge-Guilford. And this one is going against the Bobcats. So a chop block is going to bring this one back quite a ways. All the way back into BG territory at about the 44-yard line.
And now you wonder what kind of play call you're going to see here on third and very long here. It's about third and 20, I'd say, Nate. And is this one of those situations where, you know what, we're going to protect the ball and then punt it away and hope our defense gets a stop, or are we going to go for it?
Marshfield is lined up to the left. One wide receiver to the right is Isaiah Hampton. Davey is in the shotgun, and he's got a running back off his left hip. They're going to throw. No, Davey's going to pull it down, runs to the outside. DH is salivating to try to get him. And he's knocked out of bounds after about a 3 or 4 yard gain, but fourth down coming here for BG, and it looks like at midfield they might have to punt it away.
Yeah, when it's fourth and about 15, 16, and they're backing it up even more. But here we go, they're getting on the ball quick. We've seen this before.
Yeah, now it looks like they're going to force DH to take a timeout. We've seen BG do this where they line up quick on fourth down to try to catch you. DH says not so fast. They take a timeout. 9.5 to go first quarter. It's DH 6, BG nothing. We'll be back on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull and Skylar Thompson with you here tonight on WCDO. Also on WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. And you can also go back anytime and listen to these games on our game audio archive. brought to you by SFCU. We're getting a shout-out here, too.
And you know what? I even got mentioned on that one.
You did. Here's a punt by BG now out of the timeout. And this one fielded back here by DH. This is Connor Mills right up the middle. Mills from the 25 to the 30 before he's tackled there. So out of the timeout, BG says, we'll wisely just punt this away.
And going back to what they did, we've seen it a few times, and I love what they do because they have their quarterback also as their punter. So they will line up quickly right away and catch you off guard, and it forced DH to have to use a timeout. But going back to that third down play, very impressed by Connor, not forcing anything downfield. There was nothing there, nothing he had to force. Let's keep the possession, punt it, pin him deep, as opposed to taking a chance on something, risking a turnover or something even worse.
Here's this DH offense now. We saw them strike in one play on their last drive. Now they're going to hand off here up the middle. Good for about 3 yards here for the Eagles as both teams seem to be settling in now. And looked like that was a handoff there to Lucas Barnes up the middle. 9 minutes to go, first quarter, a 6-0 lead here for DH over BG, and the Eagles have the ball once again.
Curious to see this DH offense now running more than one play. I was watching them in warm-ups a little bit. A lot of different formations, a lot of different looks they were running, so I'm curious to see where they're going tonight. That's tough for a defense because you don't know what you're going to see.
Fortunato under center. He'll hand it off. They go right back to Barnes on the right side. Again, nowhere to go. Runs right into a wall of navy blue and white there for BG. So a third down and about six to go here for DH with the ball on their own 35.
And we have a quarterback like both teams have tonight who are both very good athletes. Both can run. They can throw. Obviously, we mentioned the other sports that they're talented in. It gives you a whole different weapon dynamic to add to your offense. So we haven't seen it yet tonight, but we know Fortunato can move as well, and that's another threat that BG is going to have to worry about.
Fortunato is a bigger quarterback but also has that speed. He'll hand off here on third down. No, QB keeper runs to the outside, but Marshfield was there to bring him down with a great tackle for BG. Also coming up on the play there was Braden Swarthout. So the Bobcats hold here. Gain of a couple of yards, so fourth and about, I would say, two or three to go here for DH. Again, they're in their own territory going right to left. Ball at about the 36.
Fortunato ran towards the sideline to get a play. We'll see if it's a real one or if they punt, because as we've seen, he's their kicker as well. So very interesting tonight that both quarterbacks can also kick, too. So when they line up, you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, certainly makes it interesting for us here in the booth. You never know what you're going to get. He's lining up under center like he's going to go for it here. One wide receiver split to each side. Fullback and a running back directly behind him in the eye. Fortunato takes a second, resets here after BG kind of moved on the line. Fortunato driving forward, but I don't think he was even close here. Fourth and three. He maybe got one on the play. Yeah, he's short. And BG should have this ball back. Yes, they do. And it's going to be in DH territory at the 39. They just didn't get the push I think they wanted, or he might have slipped. It was hard to tell.
So what they tried to do first was they tried to do that draw him offside type thing. Line up, we're going to do a hard count, try to get him to jump offside. One guy for BG did move a little bit, but not across the line or anything too much. Then you get back to the, okay, well, now we got to run the play. And BG's defensive line, their defensive front was great there to get that stop.
There was one little tiny bit of movement, but they held their ground. And now it's going to be another push up the middle here for Marshfield. And again, trying to get behind the whole line and just kind of swarm into the center. Good for about 3 yards here, maybe four. Second down at six coming up. Great field position here for BG with 6:50 to go on the first, DH leading 6-0.
This is a great opportunity for BG to go down, tie this game up, and potentially even take the lead. Great field position, like you just said, Nate. They're already on their own 34-yard line.
Yeah, so they're moving into Eagles territory after DH went for it on fourth and didn't get it. Connor Davey is in the shotgun directing traffic. He's barking out some signals. And to his left here, off his left hip, is Parker Boutis. They're going to hand it off to him. He hits the hole. Parker up the middle to the 30. Going to be close to a first down. So Boutis doing a nice job. And so now DH saying, okay, we're going to count on our defense here to try to hold.
And I've been very impressed in the games that we've done BG. Their front, their line, both offensively and defensively, always gets a great push, and we've seen that now on offense and the run up the middle plays that they've run. We saw it on defense just now with the stop. This could be a battle of a little bit more speed possibly with DH on the outside and the more power by BG in the middle.
Here is Connor Davey in the shotgun. Man in motion is Marshfield from right to left. Snap. Going to hand it off to Boutis. A little extra effort there. He's driven back. It's going to be very close depending on the spot here on third down.
It is going to be real close.
Like you said, Sky, kind of having that power up the middle. They rely on that, but DH got some nice, you know, some nice pressure there. So now it's going to be fourth down. They're going to go for it quick here. They line up. Marshfield spinning forward. He's got the first down.
I love it.
Boy, there's no time to even think if you're the defense. And Marshfield with a nice extra effort there, and they move the chains.
Now, we didn't see last week's game, but I wonder if this was something that they possibly did last week against Whitney Point, and it's coming in pretty handy already. We've seen them just line up that way, and that's the play that they run. That fourth down right there, they wasted no time. They lined up that way. They knew the play they were running, and they picked it up.
I do know Marshfield played some QB last week when Davey was out. But, yeah, they've obviously learned some things from last week that they're implementing now. First down here, they go back to Hampton. Slices back to the inside. He's dragged down, but not after a couple of gain yards here. Noah Bass ripped him down from the right hip. And this will be second down and about six to go here. 4:45 to go first quarter here in Bainbridge. It's Deposit Hancock 6 and Bainbridge Guilford nothing. Thanks for joining us tonight as well on 92.3. If you're over in the Norwich area, you can always listen on our new frequency there, as well as WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. And, of course, good old 100.9 here in the Sydney area. Live in Bainbridge tonight, Connor Davey, the quarterback here on second down. Second and six. They're in DH territory. Ball at about the 22-yard line here. Waiting for the snap. Handing it off to Boutis again up the middle, and they are just very committed to the run tonight. BG must feel that they can win the war in the trenches as they push forward for a couple more yards, so it's going to be third and short coming up at about the 15.
And they've done a great job. As soon as they get that first bit of contact, they just keep driving their feet and pick up an extra 2-3 yards every single play.
Yeah, they must have seen something where they said, we can attack the middle of this defense and see what we can get out of it. And it's going to turn into maybe who has more gas down the stretch. That's going to be a lot of tired boys in there.
It's tough, and the other thing is, too, is DH has an explosive offense, as we know, but one of the ways to beat an explosive offense is not even let them to be on offense.
I was going to say, they're taking the air out of the ball a little bit here after that quick start. A sweep here to Hampton, stiff arm to the outside on the right, but DH sniffs it out here on third and short, and I don't think he got it. Fourth down coming up here for BG deep in Eagles territory.
Do we want to make a prediction on what play we're going to see here, Nate?
I don't know if we're going to have time or if they're going to run it really quick again. But this time Davey comes over to the sideline, and on a fourth down and one, I think we're probably going to see Marshfield right up the gut again. We'll see.
You haven't stopped it yet.
I don't know if it's maybe because he was out last week. They're trying to take good care of him here, but we have not seen Davey really get out and run yet tonight. He's in the shotgun here.
No, under center.
Oh, no, Marshfield's under center. Snap was low. It's on the ground.
And there it is.
Marshfield came sweeping in for the direct snap. DH signaling that they have the football maybe or that it's a turnover on downs. Yeah, it's a loose ball. DH recovers. So BG comes up empty as they were on the DH 15.
That's that. Going back to what we were talking about, how difficult it is for guys who aren't used to playing quarterback every single game, every possession, to consistently take that. And when you know it's fourth and short like that, even though they've done it successfully so far, it's different every single time. And that snap just didn't happen cleanly, and that's where I became a turnover on downs.
Yeah, I like the idea, but it can be tough. Got to have that high level of execution when your quarterback's not getting it. So DH gets it back with a 6-0 lead, 2.5 to go in the first quarter. A run up the middle here, maybe good for a yard, as off the bottom of the pile there comes Noah Bass. With 2:15 to go here in this first quarter. So DH, Kaser just joining us, scored in the first 16 seconds here of the game. They were kicking off first. They tried an onside kick. They recovered, and a 50-yard pass, a zinger over the middle. They took it to the house with Grayson Thomas. Since then, it's been very back and forth, very even. Here's Fortunato under center here on a second down and 9. One wide receiver to the right, one to the left. Fortunato throws a slant over the middle. It's complete, good for a first down. Out to the 35-yard line, excuse me, as he connects over the middle there with Tyler Persbacher.
Back to the air, first pass we've seen since that very first pass to start the game, Nate. another very nice ball. He's got some real zip on his throws.
He does, and they're finding some good space there, kind of in that slot area. And, well, they've made a living on the touchdown, and then that first down, move the chains pass right there. We'll see if they look to hammer that home a little bit more.
And going back to that fourth down for BG, I was a little interested, kind of curious why they didn't just get right up to the line like they have done before as opposed to taking their time like they did this time.
Here is Fortunato, going to try to run it up the middle again. Still on his feet. Lucas Barnes to the outside, stiff arm, and he's knocked down at about the 44-yard line. Pickup of 9 on the play there for Barnes.
What an impressive run. It looked like he...
Got the first down.
Yeah, he did pick it up. Wow. He was stopped at the line of scrimmage, but somehow broke multiple tackles and then bounced it outside. That was a pretty tough, impressive run.
Yeah, he disappeared into the pile and then squeaked out here to the near side and picks up 10. So DH marching here late in the first quarter with a 1:15 to go. They have a 6-0 lead as they go right to left. They're in the white tops with the black pants and the black helmets. BG is in the navy blue with the white trim. Another run to the outside. And they're going to pick up 10 yards. Now make it 15 down the sideline. A 20-yard run knocked out of bounds is Noah Bass. And move the chains again here for the Eagles.
And once again, the BG defensive line got through. There was contact right at the line of scrimmage, but he broke free, bounced it outside, used that speed that we've seen from multiple DH guys to pick up the big gain.
Coming up on a minute to go here in the first quarter. DH moving the ball well here on this drive after recovering a fumble that BG gave up on fourth down deep in DH territory. So lined up on the right hash here at about the 33-yard line. DH is deep in BG territory. They're going to throw again to the near side. Maybe good for about 6 yards as cutting through that middle area again was Grayson Thomas. He stopped on a dime and gets the completion.
What position does Fortunato play in baseball?
What doesn't he play? I mean, he can pitch, he can catch. I mean, those are kind of his bread and butter right there. And when he was a younger player and his older brother, who now plays baseball at Alfred, he was primarily a catcher. But you see him at short sometimes. But
he's got a cannon.
He's got a cannon, yeah. And he's strong on the mound and, again, just committed to Brockport to play baseball. So Fortunato again under center here, second and short. They hand it off, breaking through some tackles, a handoff, and down to the 10-yard line here for Noah Bass before he's brought down. And DH is in business here with 21 seconds to go first quarter.
And again, BG's getting great contact at the line of scrimmage, but these DH guys are just breaking free and then getting to that second level.
Hard to believe that Fortunato's a senior. I mean, he's been on varsity forever. I mean, they brought him up 8th, 9th grade for baseball, and he's just been one of those guys that, you know, we talk about Matt Sarrow often, a guy we're close with from Franklin, now playing soccer at SUNY Delhi, but just one of those guys that is on varsity for 5 or 6 years, and so you really get to know him. They're going to let the time run out here. At the end of the first quarter, it's Deposit Hancock 6, Bainbridge Guilford nothing. So we'll be back. DH is on the march when we come back here on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts clean for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Start of the second quarter in Bainbridge. I'm Nate Lull. Skylar Thompson's with me tonight. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back at WCDO in Sydney on Main Street. And so we switch ends of the field, so now DH will be going left to right. And they are going to be starting here at about the 10-yard line as the last play of that first quarter was Noah Bass running in and getting tackled at the 10. So we've seen the throwing and the passing here on this drive, Sky.
And we've seen a lot of different things, run up the middle, run outside, pass going slant down the middle, a little bit deeper passes. We've seen a little bit of everything from this DH offense.
They're going to hand it off to Barnes. Spinarama up the middle, still on his feet. Barnes to the outside before he's finally tackled. Did a lot of work there for about 2 yards. So he got inside the 10 to about the, maybe the 9 here, maybe the 8. Early in the second quarter with DH trying to add to their lead. They lead 6-0.
I really believe the way this game is going so far, this is going to be a battle of the trenches, though, like it normally is. But I'm really liking this BG defensive and offensive line getting a lot of pressure, pushing the pile. Unfortunate on their drive that the fourth and short, just they lost the handle on the snap. But this DH offense just seems explosive with speed and different ways to attack you. This is going to be a great game.
They really do. I mean, you look across the DH offense, and it's not just one guy. They got a lot of different options. They hand off to Barnes again up the middle. This time won't be denied. Still on his feet, down to the goal line. Going to be very close here. And so Barnes is another nice run, waiting for the signal here. DH is trying to line up quickly. They got a first down out of that. They're going to line up quickly and maybe see if they could punch this in. Fortunato to Barnes, left side. Hits the pile. Is he in? Yes. Touchdown here for Deposit Hancock. Lucas Barnes runs it in as they line up quickly and slam it home.
I'm liking both teams doing that tonight, Nate. They don't give the defense a chance to line up and get ready. They just get right back on the ball. We know what play we're going to run. Let's just get it, hammer it home, and just don't ask questions later, basically.
So a 12-0 lead now for DH over Bainbridge Guilford. 10:40 to go in the second quarter. Waiting for the snap here for the extra point for Fortunato. He dinked the first one off the bar. Second one is blocked here by BG, so he just couldn't get that off. And now a 12-0 lead here for Deposit Hancock over BG. We'll take a break. 10:40 to go second quarter. BG ball when we come back on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull and Skylar Thompson with you here. 12-0 lead now for DH over Bainbridge Guilford, and we heard that up the road, Sydney and Suss Valley. Sydney's got a 14-0 lead there in the second quarter, so nice start tonight for the Sabres. So DH going to kick off here. Fortunato has the ball on the tee, runs over to the sideline, talks to coach real quick. Could this be any more trickery? We'll see. And looks like they're going to line up for a normal kickoff. If you're a DH fan, DH Field Hockey defeats Green today 3-2 in overtime. And DH Field Hockey is having a great season. As here's a big leg from Fortunato, this one into the end zone. And there's the whistle, so big leg there for DH.
We've seen three different kickoffs. We saw the onside, we saw a short one that they tried to place, and then we just saw one going to the end zone.
So a great job there by DH and the long kick. So, Sky, what can BG do here? You're down 12-0. You know, you kind of weathered the storm from the quick start, but again, how do you kind of just stay positive, because you've had a couple of weird, wacky things go wrong for you.
Yeah, and right now you're facing a little bit of an uphill battle because you got the ball in your own 20, so you got to go 80 yards to score. But we just showed that we can move the ball in multiple ways. They haven't really thrown the ball yet tonight. Only dropped back once, but Connor kept it, which was a smart decision. But we're still really early. We've still got 10.5 left here in the second quarter. Plenty of game left. No reason to panic. We've proven both offensively and defensively we can do what we want to do.
Davey handing one off, and Boutiste to the right side, nowhere to go. Runs into a wall of Eagles there. Nice job by DH. Good penetration there by Ryan Stoss to come up and make that tackle.
And sometimes, to just finish up what I was saying, sometimes it's easier said than done to not get too caught up and we're down 12-0 already. Well, yeah, but one of the plays was after a crazy onside kick and then the one play score. And then other than that, we just drove down the field, unfortunately mishandled the snap, but we drove all the way down to the 15-yard line. And then, you know, it took DH a very impressive drive to go down and score. We're fine right now.
Yeah, they definitely are. They just got to find a way to stay strong here, as this time they get to Davey on the inside. Pocket collapsed quickly, and DH was there. Connor Mills got him with a shoestring tackle. And this is going to be third down and 10 coming up here with 9:45 to go, second quarter. DH on top, 12-0. And we have not seen Davey be as mobile as maybe potentially we usually see him be. I don't know if that's just him being cautious, trying to be smart here tonight. Could it be with him still being a little hampered by something? We will see.
We haven't really seen too many pass plays either. So for a guy who's got a great arm like that, you know, interesting.
Steps to the outside here. Davey looking to throw. He's got a receiver, but it's picked off here at midfield. And DH with the big interception there as they tried to go deep to Marshfield. And DH says no. Stepping through with Tyler Persbacher to knock it away. Good coverage there by DH. We do have a flag, though.
I was going to say, I thought I saw a flag go down.
So we have a flag. It's way back by the line of scrimmage.
So let's just hold on just a second. Oh, nope.
Yeah, going against BG. And so that's a tough break there for BG. And we just said, was Davey maybe staying home at the pocket saying, hey, let's try not to do something crazy? Not that that was crazy.
Nope.
They often roll out and try to go to Marshfield, but excellent coverage there by Persbacher.
Yeah, and I was about to say that was great coverage right there and a great play by the defensive player, but I saw the flag go down, so before I said anything, I wanted to make sure that the play stood. But DH there, big stomp. Stomping this BG offense on the outside is tough as well. We're talking about how good they are up the middle, but we've seen them be able to throw the ball all over the field as well. So great play there by DH.
And what an opportunity here for Deposit Hancock. You're up 12-0 with just over 9 minutes to go in the second quarter. You got a chance to really put a stamp on this game, on this drive, even though it's early. They throw over the middle, and it's a little hook and ladder down the left side to the 20, to the 10, straight out of the Sydney playbook from 2016 in States, and put it in for 6 there. Wow. I don't see any flags on the play. Put it in for 6. Oh, I do see a flag now. Could that be for maybe the celebration?
I don't know. Let's see here, Nate. It happened over on the sideline near like the 15-ish yard line.
What a creative play, though. They completed the pass around the 35, got it to Grayson Thomas, who then flipped it back to, I believe, Connor Mills, or maybe Noah Bass on that far side. It was hard to see. Happened and developed quickly. Right now they got 6 on the board here for the Eagles, though. Well-executed play, but referee's still talking about this one. I said that because that's Sydney won a game.
No flag.
Well, they pick it up. Sydney won a game in States with that play back in 2016. The last time any team besides Tioga went to States in Section 4 Class D. So the hook and ladder is good. And now they'll look to kick the extra point here with Fortunato. They're just pulling out all the tricks here tonight.
It's funny you say that because I had a flashback moment to when I played for the U.S. national team down in Austin, Texas. We were playing against Sweden, and we ran that play as well. It did go for a touchdown as well. But, wow, they're just having fun tonight, aren't they?
A lot of fun. They look like they're having fun. And
start the game with an onside like that.
Yeah.
And then score first play after that. Now you pull off a hook and ladder. We still got 9 minutes left in the second quarter.
The speed. I mean, speed kills. Here's the extra point. This time it looks like it's up and through. DH now leads 19-0 over BG. 9 minutes to go, second quarter. We'll be back in 60 seconds on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
19-0, Deposit Hancock on top of Bainbridge Guilford. 9 minutes to go here in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson. And the Eagles have come to play here tonight in what many were billing as one of the games of the week. They have really come out strong here on the road.
And, you know, the hook and ladder, such a risky move in that situation. It's very early on in the game still, only up 12-0. And if it doesn't work, you know, fumble or anything like that, you give the ball right back to BG, but they couldn't have asked it to work any better.
BG with a return up the right side, or the left side, excuse me, as they go right to left, out to about the 40-yard line here. And that was Kyle Patton on the run back here. We got a DH player that is injured there. Looks like Leo Lull is coming off here. And we'll hope that he's okay. We're going to take a quick injury timeout here in the meantime. 8:53 to go, second quarter. A 19-0 lead for DH over BG on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop. And I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, injured DH player there is Leo Lowe. They helped him off. Hopefully he'll be okay. We're about to get back underway. Going to be a first and 10 for BG, going right to left. Davey drops back, looks to his right, passes, throws. It's complete, but immediately tackled. Grayson Thomas came out of nowhere to bring down Kyle Patton with a vicious tackle. And so second down at about 8, so that pass goes for 2 yards.
Two plays in a row, two pass plays for this BG offense. Curious to see it now if they're kind of like, you know, we trying to hold Connor back a little bit. Now you just got to kind of let him go.
Did hear from up the road that Sydney now leads 14-8 over Sus Valley. So we'll try to keep an eye on that game as well. 8:15 to go here in the second quarter. 19-0. Deposit Hancock on top of BG. Bobcats have moved the ball well, but need to try to cash in here on this drive in the second quarter. A throw to the outside, off the fingertips there of Marshfield, and it falls incomplete. Third down coming.
And that looked like a pretty good ball to me, Nate. If there was anything banged up in throwing, I'm not seeing that right now. That was another ball, just like we were seeing in warm-ups from him.
Yeah, he looks fine out there. Really only the one mistake tonight, throwing the interception. But, you know, at this point, I feel like DH, you know, just trying to find that positive play that's going to give them a little momentum. And he was looking for it there.
Yeah, and that's what happened on the deep pass play as well. But the ball looks good coming out, tight spiral, good zip behind it. So, you know, we've seen three pass plays in a row. See if we'll get a fourth here.
Third down at about 8 to go. Davey hands it off. A run that maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage here as DH was bringing the house. Too many letters here for me tonight, Sky. Too many letters.
You know, you say that. Yeah, you know, have no problem with Unitego Franklin, GMU, and Unitego Valley. So
these mergers have added a new wrinkle into my life in terms of getting letters and hyphens and slashes all together for radio and for Twitter. Here's a punt on fourth down. Davey looked like maybe he was going to throw that. Takes a Bobcat bounce all the way down to the 20-yard line, and that's where they'll down it. That was almost dangerous as DH looked like they were going to scoop it up, and then they kind of ran away at the last second.
Yeah, I was watching the punt return. I'm going to get away from it. I kind of really want to get it, and then realize, you know what? Probably better I just let this one go. It's sitting right now at about the 20-yard line. You know, let's not risk that one.
7.5 to go here in the first half. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. 19-0 our score. Deposit Hancock on top of BG.
The last time we saw the hook and ladder, this time you're going to see a Statue of Liberty, you know, anything
like
that?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I don't know. I've been impressed by just their willingness to go for things and try some risky things and have the confidence that they can do it. Timeout BG here. They'd like to talk things over. Again, 7:27 to go second quarter. It's Deposit Hancock 19, BG nothing. We'll be right back. Friday Night Lights here on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Skylar Thompson. We think we might have an out-of-town score update there for Forks and Windsor. We're checking on that.
It looks like it's 7-14. Forks is up right now.
So they are on top of Windsor on the road tonight in Windsor. Welcome back here. DH running out to the 35-yard line here on first down out of the timeout. Ball carrier on the far side there was Noah Bass. And so can BG find a way to dig in here in the last 7 minutes of this second quarter with our score 19-0. DH on top. So we've seen DH with some nice wins coming in here tonight, specifically that putting up 55 on Lansing I thought was very impressive, but there's a reason this team is 6-0, and you can see it right now. Fortunato under center. On a first down, they did pick it up on that last run. They go right back up the middle, out to the 40-yard line here. And that one is with Lucas Barnes. You know, it's fun when DH is good at football. You think back before the merger, Deposit and Hancock, kind of mortal enemies, but a lot of really good football teams that were very competitive in the section and going into the state tournament. You walk through both gymnasiums. They got the old banners up. And when I first got the job, they had just become DH as a football team, and they had a really good team for a couple of years. And then, you know, I don't want to say they faded back, as here's a little pitch on first down. They got the first down out to the 50, or on second down. Now they'll have a first down. But, you know, they were more of a 500 team, and to see them kind of burst back onto the scene here this year has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, they definitely did not like each other, from what I was told back in the day. So that merger, let's just say I heard it wasn't exactly completely, you know, an easy transition for everyone.
And I don't think it is for anybody, right? I mean, you merge with your rival. You're an Oneonta guy. Can you imagine an Oneonta-Norwich merger? I mean, I think that's what you could compare it to. Run up the middle now for DH as they have a ball on first down. Great hard-nose running by Barnes, again picking up 10 yards into BG territory, tackled at the 40.
Yeah, they're doing a great job. Like we talked about earlier, there's contact by this BG defense right away. It's just they're breaking free of that contact, and then they're picking up the extra yardage every single time.
Yeah, so a really nice job there by this DH crew running the ball. But, you know, you fast forward 10 or 12 years later, and they are two towns, one dream. That's what they call it. Two towns, one team. Two towns, one dream. I mean, they've just done a lot of great things together. Multiple state championships across baseball and softball. Here's a throw by Fortunato, and he's got his receiver, but we got a flag down as he was trying to connect with Connor Mills. Would have been a tough ball to bring in. But we'll see what the yellow hanky's for.
The flag is not where the pass was downfield. So it's coming back to around where the play was happening. So I don't know.
Yeah, flag was on the near side of the field. Ball was thrown to the far side. 5:25 to go second quarter. DH leads 19-0.
And to your point about an Oneon and Norwich merger, you know, luckily blue and purple don't mix well, so we don't have to worry about that one.
And I think geographically that doesn't make sense. But, you know, DH, they were neighbors, and that was a big part of the rivalry. You know, it's we see a lot of, you know, you see Afton-Harpersville here. We see some of the Tri-Valley schools, Edmiston-Morris, Milford-Lawrence. I mean, the list goes on. But a lot of these towns, you know, have been enemies over the years. And that's how it is now. You got to merge together to keep it going.
Yep, and we just found out that it was a holding on the Eagles. So that'll bring it back here. I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either, no.
I'll be honest, I didn't see it.
Especially where the flag was thrown.
Right, that's more of also what I'm kind of not going to challenge the referee, of course. I would never do that as a former player and coach. Every call they made was the exact correct one.
Second and 15 now for the Eagles, and it looks like got a little bit of a delay here. Oh, that's a good catch here by the Eagles. It had been moved to second down. They're moving it back to first down. So Fortunato, Johnny on the spot there, he pointed that out to the officials.
And now he's having them check something else again.
Yeah, Fortunato saying, okay, I want to make sure everything is good here. And so that was a good catch by him. I mean, they easily could have said, hey, that was second down. I think BG wanted an explanation, too, on the change back there. So we're finally ready to get back underway. DH going left to right there at the BG 45. Fortunato drops back, wants to throw. This one is complete. He's got Barnes. Barnes is going to pick up enough to get the first down and more. To the 25, to the 20, still on his feet. 15, driving forward down to the 10. What a run there by Lucas Barnes after the little dump off and the catch and run. Talk about yak, yards after catch. That was impressive.
Yeah, they just ran a little screen pass right there. And, you know, he broke multiple tackles, and it took multiple guys to bring him down, Nate. I'm sitting up here, and I just go, that's just such hard-nosed, tough running right there. And I love seeing that kind of stuff. I really do.
So he sets that up very well after about a 35-yard catch and run. So here is DH looking for more here with 4:55 to go in the second quarter. They lead 19-0. DH under center here on a first down at the BG 15. Fortunato's under center. Hand off again up the middle. And DH, you know, it's almost like BG dared them, said, hey, let's battle in the trenches here. That was a handoff to Connor Mills. And DH has kind of answered the bell a little bit.
Yeah, and they're doing it not really up the middle per se, but they're using a lot of power when they get to that outside and the speed. And they just go up the middle there. They pick about 2 to 3 yards. So the up-the-middle game is not really what they've been doing where they've been having the success, but it's that outside and then the extra power out there.
Second down here, another run for DH off the left side of the line, brought down inside the 5. I believe that was Noah Bass here on the run. And, you know, look at the stable of running backs here that they've used tonight. They've used Bass. They've used Barnes. They've used Mills in motion. They're getting Grayson Thomas involved. Persbacher over the middle. So, I mean, they have just used a lot of different weapons here.
Their quarterback's a huge weapon, too, who hasn't really run too much yet.
We do have an injured DH player being helped off over to the side. I thought maybe it was Barnes for a minute, but he is back out there. Can't quite see just because they're helping him off, and there's several guys taking him over to the side. So we'll have to see who this is over on that far side. We had 3:45 to go here in the second quarter. DH on a third down and goal to go. Lining up here with one wide receiver to the right, one to the left. Fortunato off the edge. He's going to hand it off to Barnes. Barnes reaching for the pylon. He's in. And puts 6 on the board there for the DH Eagles. I believe the injured player might be Noah Bass on the far side. They're attending to him on the bench. But in the meantime, Barnes says, I'll put that in for 6, brother, and it's 25-0 Deposit Hancock.
And another impressive run where he goes kind of off tackle-ish to begin with and then breaks one and then bounces it right to the outside using that speed, sneaks right inside the pylon.
His second TD run here of the evening, and again, DH now leading 25-0 with 3:25 to go in the second quarter. Fortunato on to kick. And he's waiting for the snap. This one is up, and it is good. So Fortunato bangs it through, and DH leads 26-0. With 3:25 to go in the second quarter, we'll be back here on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports. On WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
A 26-0 lead for Deposit Hancock over BG with 3:25 to go in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson tonight here on WCDO. Also on WCDOsports.com, our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. A couple of DH guys there. If you look to the right there, Sky, on the bench, couple guys getting taped up, maybe some aches and pains over there for that DH team. But with the way they just violently run the ball, I mean, it's. I guess I'm not surprised, you could say. A lot of contact out there.
Yeah, they just put their head down and they just go. It's as simple as that.
Kickoff here by Fortunato. Drops one in. Scooped up by BG at about the 25 here, and that's as far as they'll get. So they'll start things off here, and Bainbridge looking to get on the board here late in the second quarter. They'll go right to left.
First and 10, Bobcats.
If you are a local soccer fan, you can follow along with me tomorrow. It's our annual Soccer Saturday. We'll be in Oneonta for the MAC, the Tri-Valley and the Delaware League Soccer Championships at the Wright National Soccer Campus in Oneonta. Six games tomorrow, three for the boys, three for the girls, to decide who will be our league champions, and then sectional starts next week for local soccer. So here is Connor Davey, the quarterback, drops back, wants to throw to the right side. He's got Marshfield, who slips a tackle, and then Marshfield is brought down, but nice gain. Might have been enough for a first down outside there to Marshfield.
Yeah, there you go. Picks up the first down right there. Nice ball, nice move there from Marshfield, and nice ball, as I said, from Connor.
Marshfield, one of their top receivers, and when Davey can get it to him, usually good things happen. And so they're going to need a lot more of that to try to claw their way back into this game. BG going right to left. They're going to huddle up here. A first down. And now a timeout is taken here by the Bobcats with 3:10 to go in the second quarter. It's DH 26, BG nothing. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, BG looking to throw, but the pass there from Davey was incomplete as he was looking to the near side there for Jackson McGraw, but it was just a little short there. We do have an update that Forks is on top of Windsor there. Shenango Forks 14-7 at the break, that game in Windsor tonight. And so 3 minutes to go here in this second quarter. 26-0 our score here. Deposit Hancock on top of BG. And so here are the Bobcats stepping up here on second down. Davey in the shotgun, three wide receivers to the left. Davey rolls out. He's going to want to throw. This one is complete to Isaiah Hampton. Going to be very close to a first down. I think he's got it. And a nice play there by the Bobcats to move the chains up near midfield.
A nice ball there from Davey to float it over top of the defender right there. Lead his guy perfectly where he still had enough room to stay in bounds, but no one from the DH defense could get it.
Yeah, had to throw that on the run, too. It was a nice play. So Davey gets the play coming in from the sideline here. Little victories, I think, is important right now for BG as they try to work their way back in. And, you know, you got 3 minutes left here. You're near midfield. Still some time for BG to maybe put some points up. Davey in the shotgun. And he'll drop back. Wants to throw to the right. Looking for Marshfield. It's complete. 50 cuts back. 45. Marshfield has got enough for a first down again. Had to pick up about five extra yards to get it, and he did. Boy, that Davey to Marshfield connection really certainly has worked out well here on this drive so far, especially.
And Davey's starting to get a little bit of a rhythm here, Nate.
Davey gets the play from the sideline. I think they're trying to maximize using the time and the clock, not giving it back to DH here.
Because even though they scored very, very quickly, they technically still kicked off, so they get the ball to start the second half.
Yeah, DH is going to get that ball again. Three wide receivers to the left. Davey drops back, flushed out of the pocket, rolls, being chased. Davey on the run is going to get knocked out of bounds here by DH. They were in pursuit, and it was a great job by the Eagles to get over there and get to him. Brody Matthews leading the charge. So a third down coming up at about four to go. They're in Eagles territory at the 46. As we hit 2 minutes to go here, second quarter. Deposit Hancock leading at BG 26-0. A huge division matchup here tonight. DH comes in 6-0, BG 5-1. This has been one that everybody has had circled on the calendar for quite a while.
Now this is going to be super random, but watch the DH sideline right now. Fortunato's arm.
Yeah, he's over there throwing bullets on the far side. So here is Davey in the shotgun, about third and three. Davey drops back, knocked out of the pocket. Barnes chasing him. Davey on the run, has to throw, can't get rid of it, finally does, and it's dropped. Could have been good for a first down. They couldn't quite get it to Boutisse. And a fourth down coming up. I'm assuming the Bobcats will go for it here late in the second quarter.
You got to think they're going for it here. It's fourth and short. You're down 26-0 here with just under 2 minutes left. DH getting the ball to start the second half. You got to think they're going to go for it here.
Bobcats will line up here on a fourth down and three to go. Just over midfield. Defense trying to line up, communicating here. Two wide receivers to the right. And now three to the right and two to the left. Davey in an empty backfield in the shotgun. And we're going to have a timeout here taken by Deposit Hancock. We'll step away for 30 with 1:55 to go in the second quarter. It's DH 26, BG nothing. High school football tonight on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprise of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal and recycling needs. Hi, this is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We offer affordable weekly, residential, and commercial trash pickup in the Tri-County area. And all customers receive garbage totes and recycling bins at no charge. We have all size roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts. And our transfer station accepts trash, appliances, tires, and furniture. Waste Recovery is located on Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Or call us at 563-2616.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. 1:55 to go in the second quarter. It's 26-0. DH here over BG. A fourth down coming for the Bobcats out of this timeout. They need 3 yards to keep it going. What will Art Regas dial up? He's known for his creativity. Been in the game a long time. Spent some time at your alma mater, OHS.
This is a big play right here, Nate. I mean, interesting formation. Looks like they're lined up to punt.
Yeah, almost looks like they could punt this away with Hampton. But it's going to be a direct snap here to Boutisse. He's got it. And picks up a little extra. So there's that creativity from Art Rikas. Across the 40 to the 36. They needed three. I'd say they got about 10.
You knew. You just said it was going to be something creative, and sure enough, it was.
I think Art loves that stuff. It looked like Hampton was going to be back there to punt, which didn't make a whole lot of sense. We haven't seen him punt, but the direct snap went to Boutisse, and he ran it in.
And, you know, when you're the opposing team back, you know, when I used to play, I don't know if you always pick up on who's actually lined up as the punter, you know?
Yeah. And now on a first down, we got a flag here. It was going to be one of those direct snaps to Marshfield. And, we got an offside here on DH. So they still got some time here with a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Ball out to the... Well, they're going to mark this off here. It's going to put them at about the 31-yard line. So BG's been in deep in DH territory one other time tonight, but they fumbled on the 15-yard line. See what they can come up with here.
We've seen a lot of creative plays so far tonight.
Yeah, from both sides. That's made it a lot of fun.
First and five.
So a first down and 5 yards here for the Bobcats. Again, at about the DH 31. Davey wants the throw. Goes left side. Pass is complete to the 15, to the 10. Tripped up down inside the 10. Went to Isaiah Hampton there. It's going to be a first and goal to go here for the Bobcats with 1:23 left here, second quarter.
Hampton signaled to come off. I think he's definitely limping right now. I think he might have got his ankle rolled up on that tackle.
Yeah, he kind of got tripped up there in the lower body. And so Davey with two wide receivers to the right, two to the left. First down on the DH 10. They want to throw. They're going to go for that back corner of the end zone, and it is complete. Good for the touchdown to Parker Boutisse. What a throw there from Davey.
What a ball, Nate. That was an incredible throw. I mean, that's a long throw. I mean, you know, he's on the 10-yard line or whatever, but he threw back pylon.
They love that back corner throw. We've seen him do it on the two-point conversions, and we've also seen him score like that. Usually the Marshfield, but Boutisse was in the right place at the right time there.
That was a heck of a throw.
Great throw, and it gets BG on the board, 26-6 now, with a minute to go here in the second quarter.
We are seeing two really good quarterbacks tonight.
Yeah, this has been fun. Under a full moon here in Bainbridge, Davey's going to go for two. Waiting for the snap, wants the throw, and this one is incomplete on the two-point conversion. Hampton was back in there, does look like he's kind of limping a little bit, but it's incomplete. So BG gets on the board, a throw from Davey to Parker Boutisse. About a minute to go here in the second quarter, it's DH 26, BG 6 on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. A minute to go here in the second quarter. It's 26-6 now. That's just what the doctor ordered. BG drives the length of the field, makes a couple of nice plays, and that TD pass, they punch it in for six.
It is, but there's a minute and 1 second left on that clock for this DH offense to go down, possibly score again, and get the ball to start the second half. And as we've seen, they can score quick.
Bobcats with the deep kick. Eagles will field it at their own 20. They'll look to bring it out. Cutting back to the left side. Still on his feet to the 40. out to the 45, still going near midfield. A great run back there from Grayson Thomas, who had that opening touchdown. DH has got plenty of time to work with here with 48 seconds left.
48 seconds, ball out near the 50-yard line. That's a lot of time and not a lot of field left to go for an offense this explosive.
Yeah, this offense, we've seen a lot of weapons. A couple of guys over on the bench, though. Maybe getting some ankles taped up. I do see Noah Bass back out there. He was one of the guys that had to limp off before. So we'll see what they decide to do here with 48 seconds left, leading 26-6. Waiting for the snap. Fortunato under center. Drops back. Fortunato rolling out. Play breaks down. Fortunato's going to try to throw it. It was almost intercepted there by one of the linemen. Fortunato did a good job to just get rid of that to avoid the sack, but right there, almost picking it off, was Ryan Larson.
Fortunato was very fortunate on that play. He really did. He threw it right to the BG defender, and that's a risky play right there.
Risky play. I mean, if BG picks that off, they would have had great field position with 42 seconds left in the second quarter. But instead, it's second and 10 here for DH. Two wide receivers out wide, one to the left, one to the right. Fortunato's going to hand it off, goes to Barnes. Barnes cuts back, first down. He's into BG territory, down to the 35. Ball is out, and BG's got it. Marshfield's got it. The referees might be saying he was down by contact. No, they don't. BG's got it. And BG's got it at the 35 with 34 seconds left. They're in their own end, but they got life here.
We just said, close to picking it off. Now they get the fumble recovery, and let's see what they can do here, Nate, with about 35 seconds left with a quarterback who's got a good arm, who's found himself a little bit of a rhythm throwing it.
Yeah, he certainly has, and big opportunity for BG. We do know that DH is going to get the ball to start the second half, so an opportunity here maybe for the Bobcats to slice into this lead a little bit after the fumble there. It was a nice run by Lucas Barnes, but he did lose it, and now DH wants to take a timeout. 35 seconds to go, second quarter. DH on top, 26-6 over BG, but the Bobcats have the ball when we come back on WCDO.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. 35 seconds to go here, second quarter. And a fumble there by DH after it looked like they were going to maybe go down and have an opportunity at some points. BG gets it back. You know, Sky, our job is to be neutral here, but you and I have been dying to see a field goal opportunity for about 3 years, and I thought, oh, Fortunato's got a leg. Maybe they'll try one. But again, we're thwarted by that.
Well, we saw some great kicking last week.
We sure did, and Fortunato today has shown that he's got some things in his repertoire, and he's back on defense now. They're kind of using him as a deep hawker here as he is able to knock it away there from Isaiah Hampton, and we're looking for him. They're kind of using him as like a deep ball hawker here to say, all right, you want to go long on us? You're going to have to go through Fortunato.
Yeah, I like that decision right there. Just let him sit back there. They're going to try to throw deep. You go get it. You just read the ball, make it tough. It makes it tough when you're the offense because you know where he is.
Yeah, you know where he is, and he's just so versatile. You almost got to be afraid to go at him because he's good on the ground, he's good in the air, he can make the tackle. I think this is a wise move here by DH. I've noticed a lot of the times this year, I think they're trying to keep him on the sideline on defense to make sure he stays healthy. But here we go. A second and 10 now for BG. They have it going right to left on their own 35. Davey drops back, wants to throw right, and this one is incomplete through the hands there of Marshfield. Great coverage there by Thomas of DH on the far side.
And once again, Fortunato is playing the deep guy. He's lining up about 15-ish yards off the ball, so they're making BG have to throw the ball short They're willing to give that play up, but just nothing deep. And I think that's exactly why they have Fortunato back. I mean, Nate, look where he's lining up. He's more than 15 yards off the ball right
now.
Yeah,
he's just kind of saying, all right, if you want to complete it in front of us, we have confidence that we can make the tackle. But if you're going to try to go over the top and beat us, you're going to have to get it past Fortunato as well.
And, you know, I give him a lot of credit because right now, like we were talking about, Davey's definitely in a rhythm with throwing the ball. Even the two incompletions to start this possession, he's been throwing it right in great locations where only his guy could catch it. So smart by DH to have to prevent that from happening.
Third down and 10 now for BG. Can they make something out of this? They throw to the right side. This one is picked off here by DH at the 40-yard line, and the tables have turned again. As the Eagles take that one away, Azik Mead came over, and he was able to snag that at the 40. And that was 16 seconds left. DH might have a chance on offense.
Now, you brought up the field goal. Do we know what the range is or the potential range?
I don't know. You know, I'd have a little better idea if it was like last week because we've seen Delhi kick a little more. If I had to say, Blake, you know, maybe 30 yards. That's going to be my guess. You and I had a private conversation during the week that sometimes people like to overinflate how far they can kick, so I'm trying to keep it realistic. And they're a long way still right now from even trying a 30-yarder with 16 seconds left. Fortunato's going to roll out, cuts back to the inside, wants the throw. It's complete to the outside. They got it to the 20, to the 10, and then knocked out of bounds here, down to the 5.
I don't know if he was out of bounds.
I think he might be now. He absorbed that first hit when I thought he was out. Gets out with 5 seconds left here, Sky. Wow.
Did they stop it because he got out of bounds or because they were resetting the ball?
Persbacher caught that. And we'll see. The clock has not started yet. This is at about the 10-yard line.
He must have actually got out of bounds because he looked like he was just knocked out of bounds, but then he stayed up and was fighting for the more yards. And if you're a coach, like you have to get out of bounds. Like, do not fight for the extra 1 or 2 yards in that situation.
So DH, pretty much, what do you think? Enough time for one play?
Well, we're not going to see the field goal with 5.5 left.
No, Eagles run up to it. Fortunato's got two running backs in the backfield, and a timeout is going to be taken here by BG. 5 seconds left. We'll step away for 30. DH on top, 26-6. Halftime coming up in just a few minutes on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, here we go. 5.5 seconds left. 26-6 our score. And so, actually, Sky, we might be seeing the field goal try here from Fortunato.
BG called the timeout, and here we go, Nate. You wanted to see it.
I wanted to see it. I can't believe it. We're going to get the chance. Snap is good, and he's got plenty of leg on this, and it is up and good. What do you think, Sky? That was probably about a 25-yarder.
This game's up, got everything.
It's got everything. And so it's 29-6 now with 5 seconds left here in the second quarter. He gets it done.
I think the half's over. The clock didn't run on that one.
Yeah, I was going to say. All right, so the clock didn't run, but it's 29-6. Everybody's still over to the sidelines here now. And, yeah, I'm assuming everyone's going to head off to the locker room here. Just wanted to make sure. But 29-6.
No, they're lining up.
No, they're going to line up. Okay. So lining up, so we will get one more kickoff here. But kudos to DH.
Got enough time for an onside kick.
Yeah, they do. But kudos to DH. They get that interception, they go down, and they put some points up on the board.
And in a way we were hoping to see. This is 2 weeks in a row we've seen great special teams through the kicking game.
Yeah. I mean, and we've talked about it before, just what a resource that could be, what a luxury down the stretch when you might need that field goal.
Well, you think about it. Down the road, right, when you're in a situation like that right there where it could be late in the game, close game, you don't have enough time and you really don't want to risk it. I mean, if we don't get it, you know, clock's going to run out, you know, but if we have that luxury to be able to kick the field goal and we – not just attempt it. We got a guy who we can count on to make it. I mean, he didn't just barely get that through. That had some leg behind it.
Yeah, that certainly did. That looked like it would have been good from another, you know, 10, 20 yards.
Absolutely. So. Yeah, maybe he could have got, you know, a 35-yarder. I don't know.
So Fortunato going to kick off here late in the second quarter. They put a little squibber up to about the 20.
What are we doing here?
And Kyle Patton's going to run it back to the far side. And he's going to be brought down here. He kind of ran sideways instead of up the field.
It looked like he wanted to hand the ball off to the back guy. That's like, what are we doing? I couldn't tell.
That's going to be our halftime score, though. Deposit Hancock 29 and BG 6. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products halftime report. What a first half here in Bainbridge. DH looking very impressive under the lights here at BG. We'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.